Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning, Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Day 5 of the war between Israel and Iran, and the local effect, you might say, well, that doesn't affect me here, when in fact, in a very real way, it does.
Already 16 cents higher at the pump.
Yes, that's one of the probably things that you'll feel first, that you're feeling right now. Pennsylvania already has some of the highest per gallon gasoline taxes in the nation. So you add a concern about oil, crude oil going up as much as $10 a barrel in a day. So that'll affect that. Some experts think it'll push it over $4 a gallon again, which we hope not to see. Meanwhile, in Calgary, Canada, where they were holding the G7, President Trump left early and is back in Washington and has asked his team to gather to discuss the situation between Israel and Iran. And president saying, in this case, you know, that the most important thing is that they don't get nuclear weapons. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
There are some Republican senators who have said that they wouldn't mind if this conflict led to the downfall of the Iranian regime. But when President Trump was asked whether that's what he wants, he said that all he wants is for Iran not to gain the ability to produce a nuclear weapon. We have confirmed that sometime over the past few days, the Israelis told President Trump they had the ability to take out Iran's supreme leader, and he discouraged them from doing so.
And again, the consequence so far has been increased prices in oil.
You know, Iran is one of the leading contributors to oil production in world oil production, frankly. And this is numbers from back in December. Number of, I guess this would be barrels produced per day. Okay, the number one producer in the world. Guess who that would be? Well, first of all, around 83 million barrels were produced in the month of December. Number one on the list. Take a guess.
Number one oil-producing country in the world.
Mm-hmm. In the month of December, 2024.
I'm guessing it's somewhere in the Middle East.
It is the United States.
Really?
13,400,000 barrels. Saudi Arabia next with about 11 million. Russia, about 11 million. Canada, 5.5 million. China, 4.7. Iraq, 1.2. Iran, number 7, with just over 4 million barrels. And that's the kind of an effect. Now, think about that in comparison with all these other countries we've just listed.
Right.
And the fact that we are the number one producer. I mean, I wasn't expecting to see that at the top of the list. Were you?
No.
No.
I'm actually shocked at that.
But here's the real rub. Iran's oil production is offline right now in terms of, I would imagine they're not delivering any oil at their ports at this point. But the real issue is the Strait of Hormuz. If that gets locked up because there's a widening conflict, that's this war, as Robert Berger called it a war yesterday here on our interview with him.
Live from Jerusalem.
I think that, you know, the Strait of Hormuz is really, that's the choke point. That's where all these ships loaded with oil are coming and going. And now you're talking about Saudi Arabia, right? Iraq, Iran, the Emirates, Kuwait, all in the top 10.
And all have to go through there.
Yep.
To move oil.
Most of them.
Yeah, that changes the perspective a little bit, why it's so critical for so many other countries.
Did you see the video this morning of the stream of cars leaving Tehran?
Yes. Well, the president tweeted, or on Truth Social, sent out a message, people should evacuate Tehran. He didn't add any additional details.
But then the Israelis also yesterday advised more than 300,000 people living in center city Tehran to clear out. So I would say that you know, if the Israelis warn an area, and they do, for example, I don't know if you saw this or not, but the Israelis took out Iranian state television.
I saw it. There's a woman on television. I assume she was doing the news.
In a studio, yeah.
And all of a sudden, in the course of the newscast, they had bombed the building.
And she gets up and gets the heck out of there now.
Right.
Yeah. So, but they warned the people in that area ahead of that, the Israelis did, that they're was going to be an attack. I guess they don't say there's going to be an attack, but they warn people to leave. So if the people have been told to leave central Tehran, that's probably a, you know, almost 100% certainty that this is a target, that something's going to happen there.
Who gets most of their oil? I'm assuming it's China and Russia.
Don't know that. I would assume that that's who they're selling to, because the sanctions would involve... I know that the Iranians have been getting oil out of their country, and so have the Russians, by various means that are less than straight up. You know, ships that are flying under another flag that are really just hauling Russian oil to wherever, and I think the Iranians have been doing the same. There's a black market for crude oil, I'm quite sure.
And didn't the U.S. move a carrier group closer?
Yes, there is a carrier group moving toward... I guess the Persian Gulf. Yeah.
We'll continue to follow the story. For a lot of people, you just kind of roll your eyes going, you know, it's so overwhelmingly complicated.
I remember my first news job was in, I hate to say this, but 1979. I was 19 at the time, doing general assignment reporting for my local television station. And guess what happened in the weeks that I began that job?
I give up.
The Iran Revolution and the taking of the American hostages.
Oh.
This Iran problem has been nagging my entire career.
Yeah.
My entire career.
And there are some people hoping that there's some resolution that comes out of this of some sort.
Well, let's hope that, let's hope that there's something that changes that brings some peace to the region.
Before you know it, guys, it's going to be the 4th of July, and KDK once again is a big part of the city of Pittsburgh's Independence Day celebration. 4 on the 4th is when the festivities start on Pittsburgh's North Shore. We have a whole list of family things to do, nonstop music, fantastic food, and you can tune into 100.1 FM for the fireworks bonanza from TJ the DJ, presented by Essential Utilities, parent company of People's Natural Gas and Aqua Water, and brought to you by Lamont, Pennsylvania Laborers District Council, Roe Monument, Need Part C, Pittsburgh Choice for Medicare Solutions, needpartc.com, and Teamsters Local 926. You know what's amazing about that mentally, Paul and Aaron, is when 4th of July hits, people say, oh, it's midsummer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just...
It's really the beginning to me.
Yes, yeah. It's so weird. But I think even me, I subconsciously see it as a turning point. I wish I didn't. But I just think you blink and you're in August after 4th of July.
For me, summer begins when it gets to the 90s. That's when I say summer,
next week.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to feel like summer next week. I'm looking at these numbers, and we're going to check in with AccuWeather in the next half hour. But the numbers for the next week, this week, kind of wet, muggy, storm potential off and on through Thursday. Things start to dry up on Friday, and then we should be near 90 Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of next week. So it's going to feel like summer. And, you know, we're at the 17th, so just a few weeks away from the 4th of July celebration.
Do you guys have plans? Do you have traditions that you do for 4th of July?
You know, I've worked so many 4th of July's, TV and radio, that when I don't have to work in recent years, sometimes I avoid going down.
That's my story. That's my story. I lay low.
I mean, I've been there many, many times. In fact, we're providing the soundtrack for the city.
Right.
So we've been doing that for years now.
Yes.
For me, July is a special month, you know, especially during my childhood, because so many good things happened in the month of July. First of all, Korea has the 4th of July. My hometown had a wonderful parade involving almost all the civic groups and different organizations would, you know, march down the street with the municipal band, right? The Kiwanis Club would be, you know, making pancakes for breakfast before the parade. It was a really great atmosphere. And then we had a fireworks display for the whole city. Then later in the month, the state fair, Montana State Fair, would begin. And that was always great fun to go check that out. And horse racing season started. And then at the very end of the month was the big air show at Malmstrom Air Force Base. And you got the Thunderbirds every year, almost every year, like clockwork. And a huge static display, lots of other demonstrations. And being an aviation guy, I loved every second of that. And so that's my memory of growing up. And summers are hot there. It's in the 90s, but it's a dry heat, so it's not too bad. Like this morning, this 2.0 is 65, right? It's like you always want to take a little tank of oxygen with you this morning when you leave for work.
Yes, my goodness. Honestly.
Yeah, but it's, you know, and it's my birthday month. So
me too, Paul. Yeah. When's your birthday?
The 22nd.
And I'm the 31st. Okay. Oh, I won't forget.
Now I got to write that down.
Yeah, you got your hands full, Larry.
I got to make sure we properly acknowledge that during our birthday segments.
Yeah, it's a special month. I really like July. July's probably my favorite month of the year.
Named after
Julius Caesar.
Yeah.
Did
you know that,
Aaron? I did not know that. Wow.
July.
Julius Caesar. Wow.
I was thinking about air show this weekend.
I know.
Saturday and Sunday. Do you want to go?
Oh, I already have tickets.
Oh, you're going.
Yeah.
It's out at Arnold Palmer Airport, La Trobe. Remember we had Gabe Monzo on?
I might get out there on Sunday. I can't get out there Saturday because the boss called, and I have to fill in for somebody on Saturday. I haven't done that in a long time. That's why I'll be missing tomorrow. I'm trading Wednesday for Saturday.
You're going to miss. We got Rich Fitzgerald. We're talking about all the fairs that are coming. You know, you mentioned your hometown county fair. Well, now this is fair season, and there are a bunch of them.
One I want to check out that I haven't yet is the Butler County.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fair. I think that's going to be fun.
The Big Butler.
Yep.
Fair. Yes. I remember going up there with Shumway. He was very involved with the 4-H club. He spent a lot of time in the chicken coop.
Well.
All right. We mentioned last hour that taking a vacation in Spain, you could get wet. Spaniards are squirting tourists in there. Venice and Lisbon, we don't have that issue yet. Maybe next week you'll want someone to squirt you.
I mean, yes. As strategies go, it is pretty brilliant because I think that these people understand how the media works and how stories travel. And so now you're sitting down and planning a trip to Europe and it's like, well, should we go to Spain? Nah.
I might get squirted. Really?
That is insane.
Aaron, are you a millennial, Gen X, or what?
I'm a millennial.
Oh, perfect. Mm-hmm. Check this out, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Millennials have a new obsession, making their own funeral montages. It sounds dark, but a growing number of 30-somethings want to be prepared for the worst and also remembered at their hottest.
Oh.
So more of them are picking the shots themselves along with the music of what's typically turning out to be an average of a 25-minute long memoriam video that they're creating for themselves, including writing their own obituaries. Some are writing wills to designate who inherits their favorite Star Wars t-shirt.
What in the world?
What are you people doing?
Yeah, that sounds demented. I'm sorry.
Well, I understand the urge to want to control what pictures are displayed yes. of you when you're, you know, when you're no longer around.
I agree. But the songs and the, right, like, I wouldn't submerge my mind that deep.
No.
But the pictures, I understand.
I realize the, you know, gravity of the moment, but if you were to choose, I'd like to be propped up in the corner and everyone issued slingshots to shoot grapes.
Oh, my gosh.
See if they can hit the open mouth. Shut them up! This is the Big K Morning Show, and today, 1 o'clock, there'll be a gathering. Allegheny County federal, state, and local elected officials are going to join at East Liberty Family Healthcare Center to talk about the impacts of the potential federal Medicaid cuts. One of those is State Senator Lindsey Williams, who represents the 38th Senatorial District here in Allegheny County. Senator, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
One concern in the budget plan is the cuts to Medicaid. Do we have any sense of what impact that would have locally?
It's going to have a devastating impact. So we estimate as the, you know, right now, what we see in H.R. 1 could result in a couple hundred thousand people being kicked off Medicaid here in Pennsylvania alone. 23% of Pennsylvanians, or about 3 million people, receive Medicaid. These are seniors, people with disabilities, veterans, and children. And we estimate about 300,000 people statewide losing their Medicaid, and about, you know, 25, 26,000 of those people being right here in Allegheny County. And that has a immediate impact on the quality of life for people. I've heard from constituents who've talked about, you know, one told me about how his mother, who had lived independently, fell recently, was able to get in-home care support so that she could stay at home under Medicaid. We've heard from parents, you know, constituents who have children with autism who get services through Medicaid. these are really important services that if you're not on Medicaid right now, you might not know when you might need Medicaid or a family member might need Medicaid. So cuts to you directly, but also the cuts to Medicaid mean people won't get preventative care, they won't get the services they need, they end up in our emergency rooms, driving up the cost for everyone. So while we'll feel the immediate cut with, you know, 300,000 people in Pennsylvania, everyone else is going to feel that cut pretty immediately.
I think everybody agrees to cut waste and obviously crack down on fraud, but so many people do count on Medicaid. Senator, explain what Medicaid is and why it's different from Medicare. A lot of people are confused by that.
So Medicaid is paid for people here in Pennsylvania, and it goes directly to seniors, to people with disabilities, veterans, and children, people who don't have the ability to have other medical care cover their costs. And it is provided by the state of Pennsylvania with reimbursement from the federal government. We're thinking that cuts like this, in addition to the additional administrative costs that are being proposed at the federal level, will cost Pennsylvanians about $60 million a year. And, you know, we just don't have room in our budget to make that up. So that means that cuts will happen, delays in care, you know, leading to more expensive medical problems down the road. It could result in the closing of rural hospitals or skilled nursing care facilities. I've met with some of those facilities just recently, and they've talked about the very small margin that they have in order to get those coverages to people. And if they don't get reimbursed, they fire staff and they close beds. And then when you're looking for a bed to send your loved one, they're not available.
It would seem counterproductive in the face of, and I'm sure you're aware, as you just mentioned, many healthcare systems and, you know, different locations where they provide services are already not underserved in terms of the reimbursement from Medicaid. So to cut more could be devastating to healthcare systems around the region.
Absolutely. And places like East Liberty Family Healthcare Center, they have a whole health approach. So they have a pharmacy, dentistry, mental health, pediatrics. That is all in one building for people to go one place, get all their medical needs met. And they're struggling to keep their head above water now. If they have a bunch of people coming in who no longer have Medicaid and they cannot get reimbursed the small amount they already do get reimbursed, they might be forced to close their doors or do like this. I'm not telling them specifically, but like, all of our healthcare centers are going to be facing those same problems. And if people can't go to the East Liberty Family Healthcare Center, they can't go to Squirrel Hill, they can't go to these places, then they end up in the ER. It turns in longer waits and things that affect care for everyone.
So what do you want people to do? What's the motivation of gathering? Obviously, to bring attention to the potential issue and crisis. But what are you asking people to do since state and federal governments are so deadlocked and, you know, divisive?
Yeah. Well, we have two U.S. senators here in Pennsylvania. We have John Fetterman and our new senator.
Dave McCormick.
Thank you. It's early. Dave McCormick. And we need them to hear from you because the vote is in the Senate right now. We need them to hear how these cuts are going to affect you and that you want them to have a strong voice for Pennsylvania when this bill is being debated in the U.S. Senate.
Senator Lindsey Williams, appreciate the time this morning. Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks, Heather. And right now, I want to check in with meteorologist Heather Zahr at AccuWeather's World Headquarters. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Good. I'd be doing better if we didn't have much rain, and I know we have the potential for more of it and potential for heavy thunderstorms today. So walk us through the next few days, please.
Right. We actually have a couple of opportunities for some heavier rainfall here over the next several days. The first one is coming today, and you can already see, if you take a peek at a radar this morning, there have been some pretty strong thunderstorms that have already been moving across Ohio. Now, they are a little weaker now than they were earlier, but it just kind of shows the potential that we have for the heavier storms coming in later on today. This is with an initial disturbance that's going to come across the area and bring that wet weather. And I think the worst conditions for us are likely to be during the midday and into the early afternoon hours. That's when the storms are most likely to be heaviest. All of that then kind of diminishes this evening, but that's after we have a risk for damaging winds, flash flooding, and hail out of those storms. And then it's a little bit more run-of-the-mill shower and thunderstorm activity overnight and even into the day tomorrow before a stronger cold front comes through on Thursday. And that's going to bring more widespread showers and thunderstorms. And I think that is our higher chance to have thunderstorms that can bring hail and damaging winds along with flooding downpours as that front comes across the area. Right now, timing on that front, still a little questionable, kind of leaning toward the first half of the day. And then that front pushes through and kind of gives us a little bit of a break from the stormy weather and from the humidity for the end of the week.
Yeah, that said, Heather, we're looking at, I see next week, a real summer-like pattern where we're going to have temperatures around 90, give or take a temperature or two up or down through the week.
Yes, because we have a big high pressure area in the upper levels of the atmosphere that's going to bring in that heat, kind of start pumping that heat up. And it does look like starting this weekend that the temperatures really start to go up. And for a good chunk of next week, they're going to be running well above average. And I think we'll be seeing some highs in the 90s.
Stay hydrated, Heather.
You as well.
All right. Thank you. Heather Zare, meteorologist at AccuWeather's headquarters.
From the Goldberg, Persky, and White News Desk, President Trump left the G7 summit early with the conflict between Israel and Iran intensifying. And at the same time, the White House says signals are emerging Iran wants to de-escalate. Now, the president telling reporters in Canada he'd be willing to travel to the Middle East to hammer out a peace deal.
Yeah, but I think we're doing pretty well. We're talking. We have a thing called a telephone, so we're talking. But it's always better to talk in person.
And the president suggesting he wants to see that real deal, not just a ceasefire.
U.S. Senator Dave McCormick, Larry, a big backer of the Nippon Steel U.S. Steel Partnership.
This is critical for our national security, and it's critical for our economic security.
But United Steelworkers leaders are skeptical. They say Nippon Steel could move jobs to its non-union mills in the South.
We're going to talk to Pittsburgh Business Times' Paul Goff, who's into this story deep, right after the news at the top of the hour.
Okay, here are some numbers for you, Larry. 108 tackles, an interception, 2 fumble recoveries last season. And that earned Steelers safety Deshaun Elliott a 3-year deal worth $15.5 million.
And to your point, anytime the Steelers make a move, it's news in this town, as you know, and no negative reaction.
No, my social media feed, I follow almost all the sports writers and, you know, sports analysts, pundits, whatever you would call them. Not one negative word about this. Nothing but praise for re-signing Deshaun Elliott. Apparently, at one side of the safety position is locked up nicely, and we know who's playing the other side, right?
Yeah.
Joey Porter Jr.
All right. We'll see where it goes. No more Steeler news, maybe, until July?
We'll get some before. Yeah, we'll get some between now and then.
Of course we will. There'll be a Aaron Rodgers sighting somewhere in California.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.